It's Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Wind energy is a big part of the transition from fossil fuels, but that comes with consequences, including the potential for some deadly collisions between birds and turbines. Researchers in our region are trying to solve that problem, and Wyoming Public Radio's Will Waukee reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
We don't want to let them out quite yet because we're not ready for them. Sorry, guys.
Megan Warren is showing me around the Teton Raptor Center in Wilson. It's a compound made up of several brown and red barns at the base of the looming Tetons. In one building are avian ambassadors, including turkey vultures, owls, and golden eagles. That's Warren's personal favorite.
Their prowess, their hunting ability, their speed, their power.
The nonprofit provides research and educational programming about large birds. It's also a rehab center that takes in raptors from all over the state.
I'm going to switch to my clinic shoes.
Next door, Warren and I have to keep our voices down while we watch a golden eagle get treatment on her feet larger than a baseball glove.
When we're working with wild birds, they're not used to people. And so loud voices can be really scary to them. So.
This bird came from Farson and developed a type of dermatitis. She has a hood over her head while volunteers and vets treat sores. Others may get physical therapy or even laser therapy on their joints so they can get back into flying shape before getting released back into the wild.
Over here, we have this big flight barn, and this is where the golden eagle lives. And this is about 85 feet from one end to the other, and we make them fly 20 times back and forth without a break.
Warren says golden eagles are one of the most common birds they see, and it can be for many reasons, like lead poisoning, running into buildings or cars, or one time, a collision with a wind turbine. Brian Bedrosian is also with the Raptor Center.
So we were able to rehabilitate that bird and release it. So it's not always instantaneous death, though I'd say the majority of cases, the turbine wins and the bird doesn't.
Wyoming is also a critical part of the golden eagle habitat. Tens of thousands live here, and the state is a huge migration corridor for some birds that move from Alaska to Mexico. But unlike its cousin, the bald eagle, the golden eagle population is stable at best. And Bedrosian says wind energy growth is a threat.
So if they're up soaring, looking for prey, they're never looking over their shoulder for something else to come get them. And so when they don't see that turbine blade going at 180 miles an hour, it could potentially hit them.
Wind turbines are nowhere near the largest threat to winged wildlife. They kill an estimated hundreds of thousands of birds and bats a year, but that's still exponentially less than things like power lines, cars, buildings, and even house cats. Still, it's new and growing, especially in the West. The largest wind farm in the continental U.S. is being built in Wyoming.
It's just another piece that wasn't there before that is affecting that kind of tipping point going towards a negative population trend.
And since golden and bald eagles have federal protections, this is an expensive problem for utilities. One wind company had to pay more than $8 million in fines in 2020 after killing at least 150 eagles over a decade. Right now, the best way to prevent collisions is to stop the turbine from spinning when birds are around. But Shiloh Felton, a scientist with the Renewable Energy Wildlife Institute, says that's inefficient.
It also results in lost energy production. And that lost energy has to be made up somewhere to meet our energy demands as people.
Enter a potential solution. One small-scale study in Norway found that painting a single blade black allowed birds to likely see the turbine better and avoid collisions. The reduction was over 70%. Researchers are now expanding that study in Glenrock. They've painted 36 turbines and will track collisions over several years to see if it makes a difference. Felton says it's an incredible opportunity.
Wildlife conservation doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have to consider how we as humans interact with wildlife and how we can address those challenges so that humans and wildlife can coexist.
This is the beginning of the research process, and there are a ton of unanswered questions. Like, do North American birds see turbines the same way as European ones? Will the general public tolerate black blades? But Jonna Whitesides, a spokesperson for the utility Pacificor that owns the turbines, says it's worth learning more.
of course, is exciting because it's something new, something that's never really been tried. Now, if it is viable, it definitely could be one of those solutions that could be rolled out, you know, nationwide.
For the Teton Raptor Center, this cooperation is encouraging. My tour guide, Megan Warren, says climate change is an existential threat to global bird populations.
So we need to move away from fossil fuels. I think that's really clear. And I'm supportive of renewable energies, but I don't want to wipe out golden eagles in the process.
Ideally, researchers want to combine the results of this study with others around the world. In the meantime, if you're in central Wyoming, keep an eye out for those painted turbine blades scraping the sky. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Waukee in Wilson.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.